This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the Health Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're joined by Dr. Shannon Gwegwa, a lifelong animal lover and a graduate of Western University College of Veterinary Medicine, and is an associate veterinarian with Woodstock Veterinary Clinic in Woodstock. Dr. Shannon is also the editor of Pet Candy Magazine, a modern pet lover lifestyle brand, and an indispensable resource for the best unbiased experiences, product recommendations, and expert advice. And Dr. Gwegwa, thanks for joining us here today on Health Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm certainly excited to have you with us today as well. As a dog owner, I'm looking forward to the information that you will share. So for starters, tell us, why do dogs get anxiety? That would be my question for you. I'm sure the audience would have the same question.
So dogs get anxiety when they have a fear of something. So it's always fear-based, either abandonment. So when their human leaves and they're really attached to that person, they can feel stress thinking that they're not going to see them again. They can have fear of loud noises like thunderstorms and fireworks, or they can have fear of new experiences, anything that they haven't seen before and they don't quite know how to respond. That can also cause stress and fear.
Certainly a good place to start things out here today. Now, so tell us, what symptoms do you see when dogs suffer from anxiety? Get into some of those symptoms there.
So there can be a lot of different ways that your dog can outwardly express their anxiety. So a lot of the common ones can be excessive drooling. They can be panting a lot. They can chew up your couch or your shoes. They can bark a lot. They can pace back and forth. Some dogs even will urinate or defecate in the house. And then there's a subset of dogs that also become aggressive when they get extremely fearful.
Obviously, we're looking for a solution. So tell us, Dr. Gwegwa, what are some of the things that we can be doing to alleviate dog anxiety?
So there's a lot that you can do, especially with behavioral training and modification, you know, trying to get your dog to experience a lot of new things when they're younger. If you have them as a puppy, getting them used to new people, new places, new noises, getting them used to having time alone away from you so that when you go to work, that they don't become extremely stressed or fearful. And you can also use different supplements and nutraceuticals that can help ease their anxiety if they do suffer from some situational stress.
Certainly is great to have you on to talk about this today. We're speaking with Dr. Shannon Gwegwa, the editor of Pet Candy Magazine, a modern pet lover lifestyle brand and an indispensable resource for the best unbiased experiences, product recommendations, and expert advice here on eHealth Radio's Animal Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, you mentioned the nutraceuticals earlier. Tell us about the nutraceutical that Brave Paws offers, and how does it work, and what are the secret ingredients there?
So Brave Paws is a plant-based nutraceutical for stress and anxiety support in dogs. So it is a non-drowsy and fast-acting plant-based chewable that contains the ingredients cerubia, platinus, as well as betulinic acids and triterpenes that have been shown in clinical research to support anti-anxiety in dogs.
And certainly great to have a resource like that and a solution. Now, how does one administer Brave Paws, and what is the effect on the dog? Is there any side effects?
So when you use Brave Paws, you give one chewable per 20 pounds. So however much your dog weighs, is every 20 pounds is one chewable. And you give it an hour before a stressful event. So an hour before you go see the vet, an hour before you leave for work, an hour before thunderstorms or fireworks or any sort of stressful situation that you can anticipate occurring. Or if your dog needs consistent support, you can give it every morning and every night according to their weight, and it helps throughout the day to support less stress and anxiety in your dog.
Another question I'm sure the audience would have for you is it at all dangerous for dogs to use this nutraceutical that Brave Paws offers, and can it be used on a daily basis?
So yes, it can be used on a daily basis, and there's been clinical and safety studies that have shown dogs getting doses at 5 to 10 times what you'll be giving your dog. And in those studies, there were no adverse reports adverse effects reported in that study, which is great.
It certainly is. That is some good news right there. I'm sure the big question is, where can people get more information and purchase products at Brave Paws?
Yeah, so if you head to mybravepaws.com, you can also find it on Amazon as well. And for our listeners, if you use the code BRAVEEPN2, you get 50% off your first bottle. And it's great to support this product because it helps 23 families and a women-led co-op in Kupakuna, which is fantastic, especially with COVID and everything shutting down their tourism. This has been life-changing for those families to get this income from farming the cerubia.
That certainly is great what you're doing in those regards, and thanks for mentioning that. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude today?
Well, one more time, you can get it at mybravepaws.com or on Amazon, and the 50% off code works on mybravepaws.com. I would say that if your dog is exhibiting any signs of anxiety, I would highly recommend that you try to support them as best as we can. And for dogs with mild to moderate symptoms, you can try Brave Paws for your dog and see if it might help support their stress and anxiety levels as well, so that you and your dog can be both happier.
Well, Dr. Greg Wild, we want to thank you for joining us here today and for what you do in the space. And thanks so much for your time spent and the information shared today.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Shannon Gwagwa, the editor of Pet Candy Magazine, a modern pet lover lifestyle brand and an indispensable resource for the best unbiased experiences, product recommendations, and expert advice. And for all the details, visit mybravepaws.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.